The private firm Accenture that's working on the list has been dropped from similar contracts with other states. Kennedy says that's still an option for Wisconsin, but it wouldn't be without consequences. He says the state would basically have to start over again.
You have to look at the complete picture here. What are the total cost of the state to go forward with it? What do we do if we walk away? We've got a third of the state that's using the application. How are we going to support them on that, or how are we going to transition them to something else?
It would be challenging enough that Kennedy asked Accenture for a written affirmation of its plans to stay with Wisconsin after the company was recently dropped by the state of Wyoming. Wisconsin is paying Accenture about $14 million for the federally required voter list. Kennedy says he's kept the U.S. Department of Justice informed of all delays. He thinks the federal government would only ask for the money back if it felt Wisconsin had misused the funding.
But my sense is we're using the money appropriately. It's just that it's taking longer to get it done on that. And there's nothing written into the grant that says you forfeit it. So I think the question, usually when someone loses their money, it's because it was misspent.
But the delay will cost the state extra one way or another. Wisconsin used federal funds to hire 50 limited-term employees to help implement the new list. They were supposed to be let go at the first of the year. Instead, they're being kept on the payroll. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.